From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 6, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Hunter is preparing for two upcoming annual music festivals this month. Police and ambulance staff spend months preparing for the Taste of Country and Mountain Jam festivals that draw thousands of tourists to the mountain every June. Taste of Country will kick off June 8th and run through the 10th at Hunter Mountain. The Taste of Country lineup this year includes headliners Eric Church, Leanne Rimes, Florida Georgia Line, and Sam Hunt. That festival is followed by Mountain Jam over Father's Day weekend, June the 15th to 17th. Daniel Kinney, Hunter Mountain Communications Manager, said this year security checks will be stricter for attendees, with restrictions on bag sizes and multiple pockets. Lieutenant Adam Brainard with the Greene County Sheriff's Office said law enforcement mainly responds to fights and minor offenses, but officers prepare for larger incidences. Brainard said, and I quote, "There are a couple of people who have voiced concerns over traffic and noise issues, but since this is a long-running pair of events, we have a lot of the kinks worked out," end quote. The mountain operates a first aid center, and ambulances provide hospital transportation for injuries during drug incidents and other hospital needs. The town of Hunter supplies 24-hour ambulance service and staff for both festivals, contracting with the town of Catskill and Windham. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Kelper is reporting for the Associated Press. Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing that teachers and school administrators be able to ask a judge to remove guns from the homes of troubled students under a first-of-its-kind proposal announced June 5th. Cuomo called the measure a common-sense way to prevent school shootings and get help to students at risk of harming themselves or others. He said the idea was a far more effective way of protecting students than arming teachers. He said, and I quote, "This is a sensible, positive, helpful alternative. Many times teachers know this is an issue," end quote. The proposed legislation would give teachers and school administrators legal standing to petition a court to remove firearms from the homes of students considered a threat to themselves or others. Teachers' unions are backing the proposal. State Senate Republicans did not weigh in on the bill following Cuomo's announcements. The Republicans have advanced their own legislation that would increase funding for armed security officers. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Children's Garden Program in Crenellin Park finds itself in jeopardy due to a lack of funding. The Chatham Children's Garden offers summer programs to children at low cost on a sliding scale. Program Director Kate Denny said she cannot run the morning gardening program during the Crenellin Park summer camp program without the funds to cover the cost of insurance and labor. She is also looking into grants and other funding to keep the morning program going. The Children's Garden program is separate from the town's summer camp. Campers who use the garden program pay for it separately from camp tuition. Children not at camp can also attend the garden program, which takes place in the morning during the six-week town camp program. Last year, 50 children participated. As of June 6, Denny has raised less than half of her $10,000 goal, one day after her self-imposed June 5th deadline. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, Larry Rillison is reporting from the Times Union. The State Labor Department found multiple violations of state child labor laws at the Common Sense Farm in Washington County after visiting the 12 Tribes Commune June 4th following an expose by the television show Inside Edition. The potential violations involved 12 minors, and fines from the cases could reach tens of thousands of dollars. Inside Edition ran its report June 1st, using hidden camera video to show underage children working at the 12 Tribes Cosmetics Packing Factory in Cambridge. According to an Associated Press story, state officials are expanding the probe to 8 other sites affiliated with the group. One of the sites is in Coxsackie. 12 Tribes is a Christian religious sect that operates Common Sense Farm. Common Sense Farm packages cosmetic products like Acure and Savannah B that are sold by retailers like Whole Foods, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. The group has come under suspicion for child labor violations in the past and is best known for its chain of cafes called Yellow Deli that have locations in places like Oak Hill and Oneata. 12 Tribes did not respond to requests for comment. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is day one of the WGXC Spring 2018 Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to donate. And thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers after 9 a.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 59 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 6th day of June 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.